I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This is a president of action. Like, I don't understand yet how they haven't figured this out. And now, if you don't know, now you know. Because this is the way it's going to play out. And I think people need to understand that this is not a president that just talks and does letters and press conferences. And, you know, if he says he's serious about something, he means it. And this is something that was a direct threat to the national interest of the United States. And the president addressed it.
That is Marco Rubio making it very clear. When it comes to dealing with Venezuela, Iran, if the president says something, he means it. He's not going to simply play a little game. Too many have made the mistake and not believed what he would do. Rubio says, I don't know how you can say it any better. If he says it, he means it, and he will carry it out in one form or the other. Granted, Trump often likes to troll his audience, and especially those who hate him, suggesting things like, I might take over Greenland tomorrow. Not going to take over Greenland tomorrow, but just throw it out there. And oh my God, they go berserk. He's talking about going on to Greenland, taking in a... He just said, I might. The day he says, we are... Then you can raise your ruckus and your concern. Marco Rubio, let me take a moment to remind you. When he and Trump were running against each other in the primary the first time around, do you remember the snide and I considered derogatory comments Trump made about Rubio? One of the reasons I didn't like Trump as he was facing 15, 16 other contenders, he was always mocking them for something. Remember he called Rubio? Marco Rubio Little Hands. They have a great relationship now, at least on the surface and in front of us. I don't know what the real story is behind the scenes, but Rubio, he picked for his Secretary of State, and Rubio is doing a great job. There have been allegations running around, rumors and gossiping that Rubio is going to leave before the Trump term is over, maybe go into private business or something, which tells me if he does that, he's setting himself up to run for president. That's not going to go over with J.D. Vance. And I think for the most part, many... And I'm not qualifying this with a survey. I do think that many Republicans simply want Vance to carry the torch forward. Still term and a time for Rubio. The other Republican, I would say, would be a good contender is Ted Cruz. But it appears after the midterm election, while he still has control of the House, even if Republicans blow it, I look for, and mark this date on your calendar, January 12, 2026. Larry Connors is telling you that Ted Cruz might be nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I believe he would actually do a better job for our nation than as serving as a senior senator from Texas. And we got plenty of other good Texans to step in line and do his job. Now, come January 12, 2027, or even 2028, you don't see that happening, and point to me and say, Larry, you said, you know what my answer is going to be? Pull the tape. Show me the tape. I will stand by it. That's my belief. I wanted Cruz to be put on the U.S. Supreme Court in Trump's first term. It didn't happen. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, January 12, 2026. And reminding you, we're also supporting the Freedom 13. They have a big fundraiser coming up at the end of next month. It's going to be held at that point on Feb 27 at the Foundry Arts Center in St. Charles. Tickets are available now. I would not wait until the last minute to get a ticket. The event will run from 6 to 11 p.m. on Feb 27. That's a Friday from the Foundry Arts Center in St. Charles. It is a salute our gala, our salute our troops gala night. And of course, the Freedom 13 was something created by St. Louis area man Mark Schmitz after his son, Corporal Jared Smith, was killed during our withdrawal from Afghanistan. He and 11 others, 12 others, I should say. They were left in harm's way. That's the last thing a commander-in-chief should do. Abandon troops, leaving them in harm's way. But that's what Biden did. And they left a lot of munitions and supplies at Bagram Air Force Base. We're not going to go through that again. Not with this president. All right, to the situation we have now in front of us. There are a lot of folks looking at what is happening in Iran, obviously, because there are going to be some things that it's pretty hard to say for sure it's going to go down like this. But at the same time, you have to accept that a lot of things are already in play. And one of those, talking about what might be happening, is a comment, a remark, I should say, from a man who has had some knowledge of what's going on. He is Gideon Rosner. He put out a viral speech urging we need global focus on liberating Iran from Islamic theocracy. Keep in mind, they are living under the reign and control of the Ayatollah. Although there have been reports of young women going around the square no longer wearing a head covering. They feel that's safe. But at any moment, one of the jihadists will see her and cut her throat. But again, Gideon Rosner said, we need to support them.
We hear a lot about free Palestine these days, but I say no. I say what we need to say is free Iran, free Iran, free Iran. Free the Iran that gave us the benevolence and wisdom of Cyrus the Great. Free the Iran that gave us the sublime writing of Sadiq Hedayat. Free the Iran that did so much to advance science and literature when Europe was still mired in the Dark Ages. Free the Iran that gave us beautiful gardens and fine carpets and some of the best architecture the world has ever known. Let freedom ring in Tehran and Shiraz. Let freedom ring in Delhi and Mumbai. Let freedom ring in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and let freedom ring in Melbourne and Sydney and London and Paris and New York and every other city in the free world staring down the barrel of radical Islamic terrorism.
That's a lot of praise and yells and shouts, but they're killing Iranians who want to stand up and say that. The last official count, just less than 2,000 dead. Because they dared speak free Iran, to be free of the mullahs and their control. There's an Iranian Jewish activist. He said, what you're having right now, your mainstream media is ignoring what we're doing.
You and I agree Jeffrey Epstein was evil. Wall-to-wall coverage. Endless outrage, right? Where is the outrage from the woke mob when it's in Iran? Yep. In Iran, there are documented videos, endless coming out, of little girls getting intimidated, abused, and terrorized by these animals, these beasts tied to Ali Khamenei. Clerics protected by this power. There's no courts, no justice, no protection for these girls. Look at their face. They're scared. They know no one's coming to help them. And if you speak up in Iran, you disappear.
Yeah.
Now tell me something. Where are the woke leftists? Where is Greta? Where are the loud feminists? Where are the protests? Where are the hashtags? Where's the marches? Where's the college campuses? Gone, silent, missing. And if you're a dad with a daughter, ask yourself one thing. If this was your child, would silence be acceptable? Because this crime isn't just what's happening. It's who chooses to look away. Shame on you, BBC. Shame on you, New York Times. Shame on you, CNN, for not standing up for the women and the girls in Iran.
Perfect point. And I told you the other day the reason they are not standing up, the reason they want to protest in our streets and attack police, ICE officers, and federal agents is because they won't be absolutely routinely gunned down. Don't tell me about the shooting of the woman the other day that she was gunned down. She had more than ample opportunity to stop what she was doing. And the two men in Portland the other day, members of the Trianda Agua gang, they were trying to run down an ICE officer. They're very strong and powerful and think they're very brave here. Drop them in the middle of Iran and see what happens to them. In the meantime, CNN has a story saying, Americans, if you're still in Iran, pack your bags.
Any American citizens inside Iran right now as the regime faces its most serious anti-government protests in years. President Trump ratcheting up the pressure on Iran, saying he's putting a 25% tariff on any country that does business there, quote, effective immediately. The violence inside Iran is growing worse amid a brutal crackdown, with one human rights group confirming the deaths of more than 500 protesters. It is an incredible black box, and to think that such a black box could exist in a world of social media like this. But Jemana Karadzha is out front, and I want to warn our viewers that some of what you're about to see in her report may be disturbing.
From behind the walls of the Iranian regime's censorship, a chilling video has emerged. Every movement of what may be a hidden camera reveals a terrifying picture of what's been unfolding on the ground. They butchered him, this mourner wails. Families gathered at this medical center outside Tehran, searching for loved ones. Lines of lifeless bodies are stored in a warehouse turned morgue. Inside the center, distraught family members stand anxiously in front of a screen that flashes photos of the dead. From that same location, state media had its own pictures and narrative, reporting the majority of the bodies are those of, quote, ordinary citizens. They blame their deaths, like the protests, on foreign-backed terrorists carrying out what they say are indiscriminate killings. These pictures the regime decided to air, perhaps a warning to those who dare take to the streets.
It is a warning, and it's a deadly warning. It's not necessarily going to be a warning shot. It's going to be a shot in your temple. And the others will then be warned. And then back to our nation and the pansies that are in our streets, the cowards in our streets battling against ICE, trying to protect illegals. Illegals who often have crimes against other Americans, true Americans. Anything from murder to DUI to rape. And the leftist wants to keep them here. Treasury Secretary Bessent.
Tim Walz is a coward. He is a coward.
Yes.
He would not guarantee that the Treasury Secretary of the United States of America would have police protection in the Minnesota state capitol. He is afraid of what is coming. And he's not going to be able to hide behind this curtain because we will get there. And I don't have to go in the Capitol building to investigate him. I would love for him to come to Treasury and answer some questions. I can guarantee you that he will be safe and sound.
But he's not going to. They don't want to know the facts if they're contrary to their narrative. And the other thing is, we know many of these are paid protesters. They show up at every protest anywhere in the nation. They would drive for hours to be there.
Play out in American communities across the country where you have these organized paid antagonists who are part of these groups that are actively, unlawfully impeding lawful law enforcement operations. They are harassing and targeting ICE agents, trying to make it impossible, again, for them to carry out their duties. That's what was happening in this case. That officer used his training. I understand that he's been on the force and he's been protecting American communities for many, many years. He's an experienced and brave individual who unfortunately had to make a very tough decision and was put in that position by these paid agitators who have been doing this all over the country.
That's Carolyn Leavitt talking about the shooting of the woman in Minneapolis the other day. I'm sure by now you've seen the video. Now, I don't know how much you've seen. There's some scenes that you cannot tell what went down in what order. But there are others that are very clear. The officer is standing to the left front of the car, and the woman inside is looking at him, smearing, laughing. I'll let you use the description. He pulls his pistol. She's been ordered repeatedly, stop, get out of the car. And she doesn't. And when she guns the gas, even though the tires have been turned, he does not know what her intent is. And as she gets away from him, who down the road might be hurt or killed or maimed. So he did the only thing he knew, and that is stop the force attacking you. Coming up in our next hour, I want to spend some time on how Ilhan Omar, just wants to know she's one of the people. She is for you. She lies. She lies. And we'll break it open as to her latest lie as she tries to make sure you understand. I know what's best for you and your family. Don't you dare take one word of advice from this idiot. In the meantime, lock and load. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so you spoke out, obviously, against the administration's version of events in the Good shooting, and the White House came out after you did that, and they've told The Hill, I just wanted to quote for you, because this is just in response to what you said yesterday, that videos have debunked Ilhan Omar's lies. The ICE officer was clearly struck by Good's car. Omar should acknowledge the truth rather than lie about law enforcement and incite more violence against them. What is your response to them? And I guess as part of this, if it turns out that the car, Good's car, did bump the agent, right? If that happened, does that change anything about how you see things and the fact that this still shouldn't have happened?
And wouldn't you think that would have changed things if the car bumped the ICE agent and video shows that it did? There is a softball question served up with ice cream cherry on top to Ilhan Omar. What do you think should have happened? And if the video shows, which it does, the agent being hit by the car to some extent, does that not change your view? No. Do not let the facts interfere with a good story. This is the leftist mantra. That was host Erin Burnett. And I want to quote for you again some of the things she's asking about this incident in Minneapolis, asking Ilhan Omar. Oh, I'm going to let you hear Ilhan Omar's response in a moment. But when you hear it, if you're driving a vehicle, keep very tight control on the wheel. I do not want you running off the road or into something else when you start hearing her explain why and what she thinks of the shooting. So Erin Burnett asked her, the ICE officer was clearly struck by the woman's car. What is your response? I guess as part of this, if it turns out that the car did bump the agent, if that all happened, does that change anything about how you see things and the fact it still shouldn't have happened? Well, now, I will agree that it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened because if the woman had stopped her car when ordered and got out of it, it never would have happened. But she was there to make political hay. And unfortunately, that's going to be covering her gravestone. But Ilhan Omar, she was anxious to bring forward what she considered to be a very solid argument.
It is the most BS statement, again, that the administration can put out. You see this officer clearly go in front of the car as she reverses. You see his hands on the car. You see his feet is very far away from the wheels of the car. So there was no possibility that he might have been afraid of getting hit by the car. And so it is a clear PR. It's a defense of a clear murder that we see on TV by the administration. And it is shameful, and it should not be acceptable. It's unconscionable. And I stand by everything that I've said.
She just called it a murder. A murder suggesting there was no defense. And yet she went through a whole litany of what the officer was doing prior to the officer shooting. He was holding onto the car. He was marking it. But just as he drove us, pulled out his pistol, then she started rushing away from the facts. She said, I think it is the most BS statement. The defense of a clear murder that was on TV charged with the death should not be charged in conscience. I stand by everything I read. I don't need to know anything. I don't need to hear from anyone smarter. I just know what I read, and what I read was facts. This woman is a born liar. I'm going to come back to her in a moment. But one member of Congress is advocating more violence. He is. Now, I've yet to see the left rein him in. They don't want to. They want these folks to go around complaining that we might be next. This is a career agitator, Ryan Maher. He showed up at the ICE Law Enforcement Agent Center, and he was looking for a fight.
Anybody to show up with guns to face you guys? It's the time. We're in armed resistance against the United States of America.
Take your mask off.
This is done. We're done. You're murderers. You shot a woman in a wheelchair.
Obviously, he dropped some words that we're not airing. But I think you caught the gist of it. It's like J.D. Vance said, my meemaw, his grandmother, my meemaw really does love her spaghetti. But she also loves the F word. And that's J.D. Vance. And so here you have this guy that's a activist. He's using the F word a lot. By the way, the affordability crisis the Democrats are trying to blame on Trump. Do you remember I told you that if they continue to flood housing markets with illegals, prices will come down or they will go up so high? And if they come down way low, then no one can find housing. If they go up way high, they can't afford it either. The affordability crisis. This is a piece written by, I think it's Breitbart. Said in 14 of the top 20 metro areas with the largest illegal migrant populations, home prices dropped year over year in December. Rates dropped sharply in San Antonio because construction companies were built with more migrants in the state. But rents have been climbing slightly higher. Far-left Democrats are promising to protect the migrants from law enforcement operation. So you can be protected in your house, assuming you have a house. Don't have a house? Sucks to be you. Get out on the street, cry and beg. Maybe you'll get one. The director of the Justice Department, Immigration and Customs, looking at this, he said, here in Lancaster County, which was once dubbed the refugee capital of Americans by the BBC, I was going down to Pierce Street, and I saw a remodeled building with a very nice little one-bedroom apartment. That was going to be the office building. And they also found out former President Joe Biden had welcomed a bond of nearly $1.4 million legal and illegal immigrants. They were going to shore it up. And what happened? They went elsewhere. Many of them would do that. And I was talking to a business owner yesterday. He said, I have such a hard time getting employees. I'll put out an ad. I'll paper the place with 100 ads. I get maybe 3 that call back. But then on the day they're due to show up to go to work, only one. Only one shows up. Could be they found a higher paying job. Could be, and more likely, they're willing to suck on the government teat just as long as they can. Such a lack of self-esteem. Coming up in our last segment, we told you yesterday about a special sound weapon being used against Noriega and his guard in Venezuela. I say Noriega, I meant Maduro. I want to look at that a little closer and how it has been used in the past against Noriega. That's still to come. Don't go anywhere and keep the volume really loud.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month?
The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
...2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't kiss you.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
They're not an uncommon thing. This
really?
Is not, police even have them. But we know that in Cuba, for example, sonic weapons were used against American embassy personnel, Canadian embassy personnel. Now, were they used in the Maduro raid? Don't know. But it certainly is a thought that people were like suddenly fell to the ground, bleeding from the nose, yep. Bleeding from the ears. That is a real deterrent to anybody who's protecting bad guys that Americans don't like. I mean, if you're around so the mullah, do you like, nobody gets, they don't die, but they get stunned and they're incapacitated.
And that's enough if you're going after an enemy. If you can stun them, if you can incapacitate them, they're not going to be able to fire at your advancing troops. That's KT McFarland, former deputy to our defense, talking about the sound waves being used, supposedly, in going after Venezuelan leader Maduro. Now, we do know that they were used to some extent with Noriega during Panama, but that wasn't really sound waves meant to disrupt their thinking and cause their eyes to bloody and their ears to run with blood. This was just simply pounding with music at all decibels loud for 24 hours straight and more. I don't care how big of a fan you are of Black Sabbath, it can get old after a while. And Noriega probably was not a fan of Black Sabbath, but they couldn't stop the noise. Oh, they could try to put cotton into their ears or something of that nature, but it's not really going to be effective. And it's kind of like the earworm. Once it's implanted in your ear, you cannot get rid of it. But the devastation from sound waves is more than simply boring you with music you don't want to hear. We talked about this the other day, and KT McFarland acknowledges it. Yeah, we probably use that to some extent. The allegations came out almost immediately that we did use powerful, previously unseen weapons during that raid in Venezuela. The claims were, after dramatic eyewitness accounts from Venezuelan forces, they were incapacitated within minutes. They didn't know what to do, how to do it. First of all, it was a low roar, and it fouled up their radars. They couldn't tell, is that a plane or what is that? It was a sound wave infiltrating their radar. And in fact, the White House press secretary acknowledged it was a highly coordinated assault in which scientific technology, advanced technology, allegedly overwhelmed the Venezuelan defense. Now, the U.S. officials still have not confirmed the details. So the narrative has numerous questions about what kind of weapon it was and how it might be used in the future. But judging by everything we've seen, and again with the capture of the Venezuelan leader, it works. So here's the scenario as laid out and documented by one of the Venezuelan security guards. He claimed their radar systems suddenly went offline without warning, leaving them blind and confused. If you're relying on that radar and suddenly goes off, plug it back in, reboot it. Didn't work. The guard said only a small number of U.S. troops actually covered the area, dropped in by helicopters, but they could not deal with them. He described the soldiers as, quote, technologically very advanced. They didn't look like anything we've fought against up to that point. Now, the encounter, they say, was, according to a piece in, let me give you the source. I always like to give you the source. This is from the Sunday Guardian. They say, according to the reports they had, and the Venezuelan guard remarks, that the battle was short-lived because of that. Not a battle, but a slaughter. In the sense that the soldiers being subjected to it had no ability to respond. The invading troops, the U.S. troops, had free rein of shooting the victims. And he later described the unknown device that basically incapacitated all of the Venezuelan forces, which included Cuban forces. All he knew was some kind of unknown device that was launched, and he said it was like a very intense sound wave. I felt my head was exploding from the inside. And he added, we all started bleeding from the nose. Some were vomiting blood. We fell to the ground. I'm sure that we could even move, much less stand up, because of that sonic weapon or whatever it was. Now, the White House has been rather quiet on what actually happened. The closest we've seen is White House Secretary Kevin Levitt sharing the account with the caption, stop what you were doing and read this. The officials declined to confirm whether such a weapon was used. But the Venezuelan Interior Ministry sent about 100 security personnel, and that would include Cubans who had gone down to help Venezuela, that they were incapable of carrying out the mission. And he added, some of the systems can cause bleeding, painful burning, inability to function. It is akin to, if you're looking at something you'd be familiar with maybe, getting punched in the nose. You're not really hurt that much, but your eyes are filled with tears. You can't really see. You don't know what's coming next. One source talking about it said, I'm sending a warning to anyone who thinks they can fight the U.S. They have no idea what we're capable of. And he did say, after witnessing what I saw, I do not want to be on the other side of it. So you can look for more spending to go into this project. And I think it'd be a good idea. If we could incapacitate the enemy and wipe them out without guns and bullets and have them basically surrender, why would we not? It's the perfect way to deal with an enemy without killing them and destroying them, if you think you can live with them. Now, I will tell you, I'm on the side that if I don't think we can live with them and they're not going to be good for us, kill them. Take them out. Larry, you're so crass. Yeah, I am. But I speak what I intend. Now, we did have a period of time, if you remember, not too long ago, we had some of our troops, not troops, but medical personnel, scientists, stationed in our U.S. Embassy in Havana. It had opened in 2019. And within a short period of time, our own embassy staff members were complaining of numerous headaches, dizzy, brain fog. You ever had one of those conditions? You can just barely hang on to do what you're doing. Brain fog is confusing you entirely, but you're trying your best to complete the job and speak aloud. So that beam that was used in the Cuban ministry, they believe was a way of getting into the person's head, not only controlling their thought process, but maybe putting other words in place. These weapons have been used for decades. They're not really that new, but the advances in the technology do make them newer. Could they cause the injuries suffered by those in Havana? That's a key point. We told you the other day that the history of sound dates back to World War II and being used as a weapon. Albert Speer, the Nazi member of the armaments, a close ally of Hitler. Speer was reportedly designing an acoustic cannon. The idea was to use reflector dishes to narrow the sound into a targeted beam, which could cause death within a 100-yard radius. Not clear he ever devoted that, but I'm not clear if they still have the copy of what he proposed. Then you get into World War III. I'm sorry, the Korean War. Let me correct that again. The Vietnam War. I'm jumping through history here rapidly. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. did launch a top secret psychological campaign against the Viet Cong. Now, again, in this case, they were blasting haunting sounds said to represent the deaths of the dead. That actually was memorized in a scene in Apocalypse where helicopters blast Wagner's Ride. When the CIA spied, along with Panamanian strongman, and he turned out barricading himself in the Panama's Vatican embassy because he knew they could not raid the embassy. Well, they were blasting him then, as we said yesterday, with the same songs over and over again. Linda Ronstadt's You're No Good, The Crash I Fought the Law, supposedly to keep Ben from sleeping and concentrating. If you've ever been awake for hours on end and you just cannot get to sleep, and you might turn on the radio to pick up a little bit of music, and then that thing gets stuck in your head, you can turn off the radio and it is still playing just as loudly with all the words and everything you wanted. But it is at that time what we call a brain worm. There was a 2014 U.S. Senate Intel Committee report on the CIA using sound disorientation technology. And it looked at several agencies where the agency had blared the Blues Brothers, rawhide at the Guantanamo detainees. Other news reports suggested detainees listened to music containing additional subliminal messages to persuade them to get rid of Al-Qaeda. Now, that I firmly believe. If you can put a message out and subliminally have another message buried in it, they're hearing what you want them to hear. They're also picking up kill Sadat, kill Sadat, until it gets ingrained in their head as well. Maybe more so than the song. In 2004, the American technology company signed a $1 billion deal to provide long-range acoustical messages to U.S. Marines in Iraq. The Arab described the LRAD as a giant loudspeaker. They would borrow some of the technology from modern post-control devices that shoo away mice and other pesky critters. But this device delivered a 145-degree decibel tone that could cause splitting headaches, pain, and in some cases, a loss of hearing. So the idea of using sound to stop an enemy is not so much fiction as fact that's not yet been finally attuned. If our future war involves drones and sonic control, at least it means one less life is in danger. But right now, I'd say we're a long ways from that opportunity. We don't want to lose any more Americans, be they in Panama Canal, Venezuela, or anywhere around the world. Reminding of George C. Scott, you don't want to die for your country. You want the poor other son of a bitch to die for his country. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.